And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the gold standard. Each of my guests is the gold standard in his or her profession. My next guest is a master publicist for businesses large and small. She's known as the Publicity Hound. She'll explain how small businesses can get big-time publicity by using the Internet. And if you have a question or if you want to speak to my guest, you can call us at 639-0008. Joan Stewart's free publicity campaign started at the tender age of 10 when her hometown newspaper wrote a story about a blue ribbon she won at a 411 sewing project at Ohio State Fair. From then on, she was hooked on publicity. Today, Joan teaches publicity hounds how to catch the attention of frazzled news directors, busy reporters, and grumpy editors. In fact, she worked as a grumpy editor at three daily newspapers and the Business Journal in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. As a media relations consultant and a professional speaker, she shows people how to use traditional media and social networking to establish their credibility. Her popular electronic newsletter is called the Publicity Hound's Tips of the Week. It goes out to more than 30,000 subscribers worldwide and includes the best publicity tips and good clean dog jokes that you'll find anywhere in the world. She lives and tries to stay warm in Port Washington, Wisconsin, and joining us from the great state of Wisconsin. Hi, Joan. How are you today?
I'm great, Billy. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you for being our guest. I love you. You are a subject matter expert. You're a returning guest to the show. You've been on other shows that I've done in the past, so thank you for that. I want to dive right into it, though, because a lot of people listening to the sound of our voice right now are in small businesses themselves. In the back of their mind, they know or wish that they could have more publicity, but they really don't know how to do it and how to get at it. With the Internet, it's made it so much easier. So I just want to start with, what's your favorite part of using the Internet to manage publicity?
Video. I love video. Creating video for small businesses is not expensive and it's not difficult. There are little flip video cameras. Most people know what those are. They're about as big as a cigarette pack. There's also the Kodak ZI-8 camera. Pick a problem that your customers are struggling with. Create a 2 to 2.5 minute video showing people how to solve the problem. Tag it with keywords and upload it to YouTube, and it will pull a lot of traffic into your website if you do it correctly.
All right, well, let's talk about video, because I've seen some of those videos that you're referring to out on the Internet. Let's face it, there are tens of thousands of them out there. Most of them are a little bit campy. They end up looking like bad home movies, poor lighting, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I know you say find a problem and solve it for the customer, but how do you get around that low production value that some of these videos have?
You hit on one important element, and that is lighting. And as a matter of fact, I think it was either late last night or early this morning, I shared a link on my Twitter account that is something to do with five tips to make sure that your videos don't stink or something like that. And if you go on to my Twitter account at twitter.com/publicityhound, you'll find it and click on that link. It's a super video from a video expert who talked about the five key points that people have to keep in mind to produce terrific looking video that doesn't look campy. And one of the problems was lighting, and he talked about how to get around that. Another quick one, you know, don't take video of people who are on the other side of the room. Don't shoot video unless you can see the whites of their eyes. That was his tip. So, yeah, so you can find that link on my Twitter profile and call it up and look at the video. His tips are wonderful.
All right, well, that's good. Now, part of your answer to the first question was you have to have video to drive people to your website. So I guess another foundational question that I want to ask is, why is it important to have an effective online presence? And what constitutes an effective online presence these days?
Well, they asked, I believe it was Billy Sutton, why he robs banks many, many years ago, and he said, because that's where the money is. And the reason you have to have a good online presence is because that's where your customers are. They are all over the place online. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They are typing keywords into Google, into the search engines, when they're looking for solutions to their problems. This is a great tip. They're going to sites like Yelp. And if you are a local business person, like a restaurant, a coffee shop, even a chiropractor, doctors, you need to have a presence on Yelp, Y-E-L-P. That's a local review site, and many people are going there to post reviews of businesses within their community.
All right.
And they're all over the place. And so you need to know where your customers are online. You know, you may have a local business where your customers are not on Twitter. If you're not sure, ask them.
All right. That's always good advice. Ask your customers. But let's come back to then what constitutes a good online presence. Is it just merely having a website right now, or is it more all-encompassing? And what pieces does an online presence have?
Okay. I think you need to be where your customers are. And the big three right now, and these are aside from your own website, I think you should certainly have a website. You most certainly should have a blog that is part of your website. And these days, I even think the blog is more important than the site itself, because you can use that blog to really position yourself as a subject matter expert. Aside from those two things, sort of the blessed trinity is Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. LinkedIn especially for business people. You really need to be on LinkedIn, and using all those three sites will make it easy for other people to find you.
All right, Joan. My guest is Joan Stewart, the publicity hound. We're talking about online publicity. And let's talk, if we can, a little bit more about LinkedIn, because you seemed that's very important in a business context. How would a small business, and let's just say an auto repair shop, use LinkedIn to generate new customers or build awareness about that auto repair shop?
A couple of different ways. One way is to join groups on LinkedIn. And if I were a local auto repair shop, I would join groups that were specific to the area that I lived in. I just wouldn't join any old auto repair group on LinkedIn. I would concentrate on groups that are in my area. And you can go to LinkedIn, click on groups, and they have a search function where you can type in Santa Barbara or Port Washington or whatever and find the groups that are within that particular area. Another way you can use it is you can answer questions within that group from people. And you can also use LinkedIn's advanced search function to find other business people within your community to connect with them on LinkedIn.
Talk to me a little bit more about the advanced search feature. What does it allow you to do? Can you narrow it down by geography, by industry?
Yeah, absolutely. The advanced search feature is where all of the gold is buried on LinkedIn. You can go to, I believe it's in the upper right-hand corner. When you log into LinkedIn, it'll say search, and then click on advanced, and go over to the left-hand side. You can search by keyword. You can search by community. You can search by topic. You can search by, now this is really cool, you can search by zip code, and you can tell LinkedIn, I want to search for people who have the word car in their profile or motor or whatever it is, and I want them to be within a 50-mile radius of this zip code.
That is phenomenal. So
it's
you can really nail
cool.
it down.
Yeah. And then once LinkedIn delivers to you that information, if it's way too much, you can drill down even further. And that's where the leads are buried. You can find out who's who is locally and then find out what groups they are in. You can ask them to connect with you on LinkedIn. You can start building relationships with them there. And answering questions is really good, too. It's a great way to promote your expertise.
My guest is Joan Stewart. She's known as the Publicity Hound. We're talking about inexpensive ways that businesses can connect with customers using publicity on the Internet. And Joan, these are great tools, no question about it. A blog, a website, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all very powerful. But what would you advise listeners when it comes to the amount of time that's required to develop all of these different platforms on the Internet?
I think you have to have a strategy. You have got to be strategic, and you have to know where your customers are on these sites. You may be a financial advisor, and you may have a lot of clients who have absolutely no interest whatsoever in Twitter, and those are not the kind of people who you pull. But I'll bet you a lot of those people are on LinkedIn, and that's what you need to know. You need to be strategic and know where your ideal target market hangs out online.
All right, and so how do you do that? How do you find out
where... You ask them.
All right.
You can do it in simple little polls. You can do surveys. You can call them and ask them every time they come in for... if you happen to be a retailer, when they check out at the cash register, ask them to complete a short little five-question questionnaire, and then give them a freebie for sharing that information with you.
Ah, so you give them something in return for sharing that information.
Always. I'm astonished at how many people want me to take 15-minute surveys online, and they won't give me anything for my time. I will almost never fill out those surveys.
Well, what about the surveys that say take 15 minutes of your time, Joan, and you can be entered into a drawing for a free iPad or something like that, where your odds are thousands to one against winning?
Those won't pull me in. I'll tell you that right now. They will seldom pull me in because my time is more valuable than that. 15 minutes of my time is real valuable.
Now, that makes a lot of sense. My guest is Joan Stewart. So, Joan, we've talked about LinkedIn at some length. Explain Twitter to me, because I've got a lot of friends who use Twitter. They tweet all day long. They have strategies around Twitter. Some industries, as you said, are more directed towards Twitter. Others are not. But let's say that you're in an industry where Twitter is fairly commonplace. What is a good Twitter strategy for publicity?
I think the best Twitter strategy is to stay away from personal tweets. I never tweet what my dog did this morning, what I ate for breakfast, when I got up, when I'm logging off, none of that. Pretty much 99% of what I share on Twitter is links to helpful information. And sometimes these websites are my competitor sites, where the more than 20,000 people who follow me will find content-rich, free information on how to either use social media sites or how to get publicity or how to beef up a promotions campaign. Share valuable content and stay away from your personal life. Nobody cares what you ate for lunch unless you happen to maybe be a chef.
All right, that makes sense. But two follow-on questions come out of that. The first is, if you drive someone to valuable content on a competitor site, aren't you afraid that you might lose that potential customer to the competitor?
That it's possible that you might, but you are going to be viewed by the people who follow you as an extremely valuable resource. For a lot of my competitors, I have found ways to partner with my competitors, and I don't really call them my competitors because I heard a phrase once, and it's true. A competitor really isn't a competitor. They're really joint venture partners who don't know it yet. So I find all different kinds of ways to partner with the people out there in the publicity arena who are doing the same things I do.
All right, makes sense. My guest is Joan Stewart. She's known as the Publicity Hound. We're talking about online publicity. But, Joan, I want to bring it back to some of the more traditional forms of publicity as well, because there are people out there that still enjoy doing the traditional forms of publicity. What are some ways that you can get in touch with top producers, top editors within your local community, and then send them press releases about things that are going on within your company?
Okay, first of all, you don't want to send them press releases about things that are going on within your company. That's really the old school way of doing it. And today, I recommend press releases primarily to be distributed online to pull in traffic to your website. The best way to get publicity in your community for something that's happening is to deliver a customized pitch for that particular media outlet. And I'll give you a good example. I saw a great, great little snippet a couple years ago. It was July 3rd, and it was the day before the big holiday. And some local company that sells grills, okay, they sell grills. They pitched one of the morning feature news shows on how to grill meat over the 4th of July. And they pulled three or four of their big grills into the studio, and he actually stood there and demonstrated the difference between various grills and how to season the meat and how to turn it and all that. He didn't pay a penny for that. But he tied that story into an upcoming holiday. So if any of you have ideas that you can tie into Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, think about that ahead of time and try to do a tie-in, because local newspapers, magazines, and especially TV stations love stories that tie into holidays.
All right, that makes sense. Joan, you mentioned submit your press releases to online press release sites. Do you have any favorites that you'd recommend?
There are a couple of them. PR Web is very good. That's probably the best one for small business people, and you're going to have to pay a couple $100 to get that online. So if you're cranking out a lot of press releases, you're not going to have that kind of money. Save your money for the releases that are the most important. I also recommend a great service called Expert Click, the online yearbook of experts at expertclick.com. With a subscription to Expert Click, you can post up to 52 press releases a year. That's one a week. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is. Expert Click and PR Web. Joan, you've got so much information. You've got a lot of expertise in public relations. If people like the sound of your voice, they like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Come to my website at publicityhound.com, and I have lots of free articles. There's a link to my blog, and over on the right-hand side, you'll see all the social media links where you can click on those and go over to my Twitter feed, my Facebook pages. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can go to my YouTube channel and see the videos I've created. And let's start a relationship.
The publicityhound.com. What did you blog about this week, Joan?
What did I blog about this week? I believe I blogged about 7 ways to congratulate a journalist without brown nosing. You got a local journalist who's won an award, and this journalist at one time wrote a story about you, and you want to say congratulations. How do you do it? I gave you 7 ideas.
That is great. My guest has been Joan Stewart, known as the Publicity Hound. Joan, it's always a delight. Thank you for returning to the show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.